Hi, I'm Keegan. This is Bunch of Gamers. This is our 150th episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition. The Campaign Trail. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
I'm Tyler and I play Kyle, also known as Guards the Low. He's a Philodox of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Get of Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, Speaks in Sweet Whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnawers.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a rune of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, the packs had finally finished up training and preparing themselves to go from sept to sept to begin maneuvering around the Protectors of Gaia in the name of protecting the child in the upcoming Concordant. During this time, William and Zeb found themselves in a riot on Christmas Day in Colorado Springs. Dimitri and Mark, going back to the Five Mirrors, discovered that Jonathan Nightbiter was in the throes of Hirano. Cora Two Hearts had gone to her tribal moot to get a pulse on how the Geta Fenris thought, and to learn more about her tribe's history. And the packs now had to consider where to go next. Things have been starting to get a little crazy in Colorado Springs. The amount of police that are on the street now have increased since the what is dubbed the Christmas Massacre. There have been several things as people have gone missing since the massacre as well. And the Garu are very much on edge as several of their kin were injured in the protests.
Are any of our kin the ones that have gone missing?
No.
Does anyone remember, or maybe Kyle remembers, the exact details of the agreement that the Garu have with the leeches?
Yeah, the leeches agreed that they will try and keep the police off of the sept and stop pressuring them through city institutions, and will not feed on kin, and will allow the Garu in the city as long as the Garu do not hunt and kill any of the vampires unless given explicit permission by the prince of the city.
Has there been any security measures taken with the kin after this, or being talked about?
Yeah, several Garu have been sticking around. Storm Chaser has moved closer to some of the kin and is using it as a place to educate some of the children before the new facility is ready that William bought, and is taking an active part there and is staying close by to use Philodox gifts as a way to mind wipe people or use powerful persuasion gifts to turn people away without immediately resorting to violence and thus putting the kin in danger.
So I guess my very specific desires here are not kin related. As much as I care for the kin, I care very much more about stopping a civil war.
Okay.
Right.
So, what would you like to do here, Kyle?
I mean, one, to be fair, that is me talking to the packs. And particularly since, like, this isn't directly affecting them, I don't know if we can spend the time here to continue that. Like, my expectations is now that we're all done with our training, we're leaving in the next day or so. Unless someone has a reason that we need to stay, I think we can do a lot more.
I don't have a reason.
I don't either, and I think we need to figure out kind of like a, I'm not like not a circuit, because we're not going to be going around and around and around and around, but like a loop to hit the places that we feel would be most impactful.
Sept of the Green is looking like it could use some help. Maybe we can head over there.
Yeah, I don't have specific reason to stay except to work on some paperwork for the building, but I can always throw that to the kin or some of the Garu here that can handle it in my place.
I think I agree with the Sept of the Green, particularly if there are those there less friendly to us that we could convince to hold our side with it, because we do not want the Concordant moved from there. I do think that Zeb had some particular plans.
Right, well, I mean, this depends. If we go to the Green, that means we go right for Shadow Dagger then, is basically what we're saying. Because that's it, right? Like the actual leader of that cairn, for the moment, Agatha, she, remember, Shadow Dagger got to call the Concordant first, so if we're going to go for him, we're going to go for a Shadow Lord that's higher ranking that's there, then all right, fine. Aside from Zeb trying to get information, that's if the Korax find him. So that'll be probably whenever they decide to show, if they decide to show. Otherwise, it might be trying to find some of the more conservative elements, the Silent Striders, but we can find them on the road. What's the plan if we go to the Green? We just want to try to talk it out with Shadow Dagger first?
I think it'd be important to figure out exactly where he stands, like, whatever politics he's playing aside, figure out what precisely he's trying to achieve, whether this will help him or not, because I'm not confident he'd want it moved out of the Sept of the Green. I think he wants control of the Sept of the Green, and that doesn't necessarily have to work against us. Not that we're going to hand him control or whatever, just that it'd be good to make sure that it doesn't get moved, because it'd be nice to have something to go to him with, but at the same time, if it gets moved before we go there, then we've spent too much time not there.
Is that the drug dealer really considering then? Is that we might offer him the Green for him to change his vote and try to influence the Bonars to go that way?
I don't think so. All I mean to say is that I don't think he's invested in it leaving, the Concordant leaving the Sept of the Green, particularly since he's the one who called for it. But since we do know that there are those who are trying to get it out of the Sept of the Green, it may be worth putting it to him like, hey, if Agatha loses control over this situation, if this moves, you lose power here too.
Well, fair enough. And I mean, the only Shadow Lord, well, that we could probably talk to here that might know anything about what his take is before we show up could be Storm Chaser, if we want to start going down that rabbit hole. Otherwise, we just go to the Green and talk to him directly.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad choice. And do you want to do the conversation with him that we had spoken about?
I think it's time we go and approach Storm Chaser. Use your power, please, Kyle. Tell me what you hear, and then after that point, I'll do this without your complete knowledge so you can at least deny when I might have done it.
All right. Kyle is going to spend a Gnosis to activate Pain Chain.
All right. Two successes. So what does that get you?
So each success lets you move up the chain a step, revealing the name and face of the next person delivering orders to your target.
Okay. The first one is Carson faces the storm, face fully in view. The next one is a man by the name of Edgar Martin, kind of pudgy, but overall completely unremarkable in the way he looks. Clean cut most times, carrying a little extra weight, but nothing too crazy. And seems to be dressed in fairly nice clothing, at least in the mental image you received.
I didn't expect that answer, Keegan. Of all the answers, that wasn't on the list.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, Kyle's going to relay that.
You know that draft email we had saved before? We might have to send that out pretty soon. That's rather unexpected, actually.
I don't think there's a single name that would have been less expected. Less unexpected. I'm flustered.
I mean, a whole bunch of Gru came here to execute that dude. First Wolf himself did it. No, First Wolf did? Oh, my mind's slipping. Anyway, they tore him apart. They killed him. They judged him. Our other idea, friends, that Kyle and I have been sitting on is trying to contact one of the namers, because Carson Faces the Storm was a namer problem that was inflicted upon us. And this would have been the second part to help us out. But the first one's kind of a big one.
I might have an idea. When we were fighting them in the Weaver Realm, in the Cyber City, we came across a spider changer. And didn't she offer to help us if we contacted her? Maybe she would be able to help us find one if we went that route. Maybe she would be able to help us to find one if we went that route.
Would work. The more unsavory and far more terrible idea was emailing Dr. Appleton. And I understand that for you and Mark, that
I
would
hate
be...
that.
I know you do.
That's a disgusting idea. It's an idea. It's a solution. Don't always have to like the solutions, but it's a solution.
Interesting times calls for interesting measures indeed, Zeb.
Well,
but she is the only neighbor we actually know.
And one that, although has horrible ideas about how to fix us, we know what she wants. We know what she's trying to do. We understand her goals. And that is less than we can say about any other, more than we can say about any other namer. And those goals don't necessarily conflict with ours, especially if we could have her fighting the good doctor for us.
Could be a two birds with one stone situation.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend, I guess.
That's part two. Part one, are we going to confront Storm Chaser and see where this goes? Or are we going to bring it to some other Shadow Lords?
We could confront him. Blackmail him.
Well, at this point, this has come to us blackmailing the Shadow Lords as a tribe to change their position, to not out them for this. Kind of the way we let other tribes handle internal business. To save face.
So we can confront him outright, or we can talk to the Shadow Lords and be like, hey, get a hold of your guy, is basically the blunt way of putting it. Handle your business.
Right. And this is where it starts getting more and more layered, I think, Cora, because one of the things I reflected on when you told us about going to the Fenris Moot was the Protectors of Gaia went out and executed Bloody Snow, right? And the Get of Fenris didn't even get a say in what happened to her. It's one thing about the child, but they executed one of your room.
Yes.
We bring this guy somewhere and force the issue for the Shadow Lords. And I'm willing to bet the Gen of Fenris are going to be super damn interested in what just happened. After Tatiana Guts the Weak herself had to come down here and restore order to the Sept when the first version of this thing took this place down.
Yeah, I think interested will be a tame way to say it, but yes.
There's another part of this, though, and I don't want older brother to lose control of their Sept when this comes out, right? So this is where we start getting a little bit tricky about how we handle this. I mean, we confront him and get him the hell out of here? Take him with us?
I mean, we could.
My most promising idea is going to the Shadow Lords and saying, hey, handle your dude or we're gonna. And so that gives them the option to, and if they don't, then we confront them. It gives us the option of both. But it's very blunt and straightforward and to the point and probably not necessarily what we need at the moment.
But do we have solid concrete evidence we can provide them? Like, we physical or anything that they can see and not just take our hearsay?
Well, I think if other Philodocs were to do the same thing, that would be the manner of proof.
We also do, of course, have a witness that this Garu died years ago as a Kleoth. I don't believe that there is a way that we get everything we want without risk. Confronting him, at best, would ensure he would vote the way we wanted him to, but would also alert him to the fact that we know that he is tied to the good doctor, and therefore the good doctor would know. Going to a Shadow Lord Sept and informing them about what we know and asking them to handle it, at minimum, because they will almost certainly handle it, would result in this Sept losing him as a resource, which he is not an unimportant resource for the kin, for the people here. At worst, they could be open about this and use it as a reason to usurp the Sept. I don't know how likely that would be, but it is a possibility.
It's sounding more and more like we need to confront him ourselves then.
When we dealt with Carson before, his ambitions involve the Garden of the Gods. My concern is that with the Concordant, Storm Chaser's ambitions might be aiming higher because of our current situation. Whatever ambitions he and Carson have, if Carson is still in contact with them, and it sounds like he is, it could be broader than just our sept. Their ambitions together could affect the nation. I think maybe we could use it to gauge his opinion on the child, and if his views don't align with our goals, then we can blackmail him.
Personally, I think we need to let the tribe, the Shadowlord tribe, know, because if this could be a bigger issue than just Storm Chaser, and I can tell you that without your help, we wouldn't have been able to, the Glasswalkers wouldn't have been able to take care of their own business.
You're onto something in a way. This is a big deal for two tribes on the continent right now. The leader of the Shadow Lords, the Margrave, is here. This is a big deal for two of the tribes that are out here on North America right now. One is the King of the Gru Nation. The second is the Margrave. I don't think we tell the Sept at all. I think we confront them, we keep our damn mouth shut, and we use it as leverage for the Silver Fangs and the Shadow Lords. And we tell them that we know what they know. And the Silver Fangs and the Shadow Lords are going to have to handle their stuff. And the leverage is, if you don't handle it, the Geta Fenris will. And they don't really give a shit about evidence because they don't like either one of you anyway.
The ideal scenario is us in a room with the Margrave and the Gaian King, which might be hard to accomplish, but I do think that that's our best bet. Because you're right, it's not just a Shadow Lord problem, it's also a Silverfang problem, and them both knowing makes it impossible for them to use this sept as leverage.
So how do we get both of them in a room together? Type up a nice little email? Hey guys!
The thing is, we have elders that we know that we can trust, and one of them is First Wolf, and telling Brian what we know. And the second one is then telling Brian, we're also telling the Shadow Lords. And Shadow Dagger might be the one. So we tell two people.
And then it spreads, because we love a rumor.
I appreciate that we can trust First Wolf, but I think we can also trust what way he'll vote. We won't gain any leverage over him at the very least with this, but...
If we approach it in a way to him, where it's not, hey, we trust you, and we know how, like, this isn't to gain leverage over you. Like, we're honest with him about that. This is to gain over others of your tribe.
Right, and that's fair. I just don't know if we'd get that leverage without him. Because they could handle it real internal, but maybe we still would. Maybe you're right.
So, confront Storm Chaser, then have talks with the Shadow Lords and Silverfangs. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think confront is off the table if we're telling two other groups about him. Like, there's no point in talking to him at all.
Okay.
Does that mean you guys going to the Green first, or to Texas?
I say we go to the Margrave first, and we can try and reach out to the Silverfangs and set up a meet after we're done.
Well, I fully believe that getting an audience with either the Margrave or our king will not be one of the easier tasks that we've done. I think it would be much simpler to talk to Brian and Shadow Dagger.
I think we do Shadow Dagger first, yeah.
Yeah, but we also need to move quickly for it, because once we tell the Shadow Lords, the information will go fast, so that we have to move to Brian quickly.
The only thing I keep thinking is that, God, if it gets out and they know his name, they just go right away and go kill him. But hell with it, in for a penny, in for a pound, right?
I don't have a better suggestion.
Well, we could tell a Silverfang first. We could tell Howling King, as Sean suggested in chat. He's Athro. He's high up enough. And if we're going to the Green right afterwards, we're talking about maybe an hour between telling the two. And I wanted to talk to him anyway. So that works out just fine.
Perfect. Howling King is at his apartment, just off Garden of the Gods Road. He's in one of the nicer ones. As you approach and knock, as he opens the door and looks between all of you. You can see the exasperation on his face as he definitely likes to keep his living situation and his Garu situation a little separate, but he nods and lets you in as he goes, Kathy, could you let the kids out, please? Maybe take a little walk down the trail. You see a nice woman kind of grab up two very rambunctious children. She goes, come on. Excuse me. She smiles and nods and moves past you. Come on in.
Thank you.
You enter the living room as he motions to a couch and some chairs. What's this about?
Two things. The first is the easier. I wanted to talk to you about the child again. But on top of that, we also did want to talk about Storm Chaser.
What about him?
We're going to be heading to the Sept of the Green after this to speak with an elder of the Shadow Lords. A different elder. I don't know if you've been around for my use of the gift, but are you familiar with Pain Chain?
I've heard of it.
Well, it allows me to see who is giving orders to a specific person and the person giving orders to them. And after enough investigation of our own, since we had no idea who he was, where he was from, and no one seemed to, I used the gift today, and an interesting name came up.
And that was?
Carson Faces the Storm.
Helen King's eyes widen. You see his hands clench into his chair as he shifts into Glabro.
What? I thought you said you vanquished him in the underworld when he was a ghost.
We did. And then, of course, there he was, in the flesh, vanquished again. And the elders can say what they'd like about what happened with Faces the Storm. It was no worm creature. That's an easy story to tell others, but there's no truth to it. He knew who we were. He had knowledge of what had happened in the underworld. He knows. He knew. He was Carson.
Is Carson now the new first Ronin? Unkillable, truly? Simply to form again in Malphite and come crawling out after us? A ghost of our past?
Unlike the first Ronin, I don't think it's the worm that's controlling him, but likely a namer. Still, this is a problem that the Silverfangs and the Shadow Lords both now have a stake in, because this Shadow Lord died decades ago as a Kleoth.
Booked his packmate during a ranked challenge. He was killed by a vampire. The older, much older packmate, now currently up near Vancouver, had brokered his own truces amongst the vampires in memory of his dearly departed friend. Further, we did some questioning when the emissary of the Margrave was here, and they had no idea who we were talking about.
So you think Storm Chaser is another resurrected Garu through this namer?
That's the hypothesis. Winds of the Ashen Dead had been on this trail for over a year. Couldn't get a single whisper of information on him, which was highly irregular. But yeah, we think that namer is exercising his influence that way. There may have been a few other Garu that have also received his aid.
Makes you say that? Just process of elimination? Or do you know something else?
Namers are crafty and tricky, especially when you come across them in the Umbra. I think we're unfortunately manipulated more than we should be.
Reed, I can leave on the Moonbridge as soon as tomorrow and start looking for elders and possibly even Albrecht to deal with this.
We plan on going to the Sept of the Green and speaking with Shadow Dagger and allowing him to speak to whoever he wishes, maybe the Margrave.
It's a good idea. That might help you in the long run.
That's the hope.
I've only heard it from a Silent Strider passing through, but are you familiar with the Sept of Thunder's Roar?
It rings a bell from years ago, but nothing else.
They're down in Texas, and from what I heard, some of the Shadow Lords there are more willing to side with the child than some other septs, and I heard that the Margrave was going down there to reinforce their convictions. If you can get the Margrave out of there to deal with this Storm Chaser Carson Faces the Storm issue, then perhaps you can use that as an easy win to start widening that rift between them and the rest of their tribe, or at least the Judges of Doom perspective.
Then it will help us even more than I had hoped.
Do you plan on going there? If so, I can send a spirit that way preemptively. If not, will you be at the green? That way I can send info that way to you.
I'm sorry. Do we have a direct path to the green, or do we have to make a couple jumps to do it? I can't remember.
Two jumps, or you have to make one additional jump. You have to stop off at 5 mirrors, and then 5 mirrors takes you to the green.
Okay. We might discuss it a little further, but I think we'll probably head to the green first.
Very well. I'll tell the spirit, if they send it, that they need to speak to Famori's Bane, the Ill Omens, or perhaps Agatha.
That should work. Thank you.
We're in agreement, and I would rather get the feeling of Carson out of my skin after he tried wearing it when he first came back.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, because this is your home sept, you're able to use the Moonbridge without payment. As you all pass into the Umber and take one lethal damage.
You know, for some reason it hadn't occurred to me that that would happen over the moon bridges as well.
Yep, even at the heart of the Cairn, where no roll is required, passing through the gauntlet will cut just a little bit. As you jump, you get to 5 mirrors. 5 mirrors, being on friendly terms with you, only require 2 talents for all of you, 1 talent per pack, to jump to the green.
All right, I'll offer up one.
I'll offer up a wind snorkel.
Excellent. And so you pass off, and you are now in the green. It takes most of the day. The travel time is about 4 hours, so between walking to Howling King's apartment, back to the heart of the Cairn, and taking the moon bridge, and the time zone change. The sun is set as there's the purplish gleam of the sky, even here in the Umbra, though Luna shines brightly as the gatekeeper approaches you. As Agatha approaches, the old Garu approaching, she's kind of hunched over now. Now in her 70s. Welcome home.
It's good to be back.
Thank you, Auntie.
I have heard many rumors that you haven't been keeping your noses clean. And I have tribes from all over invading the house to talk about what to do with you.
I'm sorry we invited people over without your permission.
Ah, naughty girl. Reminds me of me in my youth, though certainly with a bit more muscle on her frame. I was a spring chicken. You're just a cut of beef.
Poor old Flex. You just gotta hit the gym a little bit more. You're good.
Oh yes, with all the money I have. Could you hold, Kyle, could you be a deer and help me through the gauntlet? It has been weary on my bones and my skin.
Of course. And Kyle will offer up his arm.
And she clings, and you guys walk through the heart of the Cairn and take another point of lethal damage.
Oh man, travel prices are rough these days.
Rough everywhere. Spiritual inflation, I'm sure. In a couple hours, most of the Hamids are out. You can take a different skin to allow yours to heal.
Do you think you could point us to Shadow Dagger?
She gives this sigh. I believe he's back home with his family. He's not scheduled to be on SEP duty until around midnight. I'd send a cockerel spirit to him, but unfortunately his family is very sweet.
I never would have guessed, actually.
It's because he's away from home all the time.
Well, I suppose we could wait for him. He might not want to wait for that information.
Does he happen to have a phone? Or does the family have a phone?
They do. I'd have to look for one of the other whippersnappers to see if they have it. But I'm certain they do.
Because we could call instead of sending a spirit.
As you see Agatha give just an exasperated sigh and go, perhaps I'll go check with other cockroaches' children.
Thank you. I know bringing him here early doesn't do anyone any kindness, but it's business for the Shadow Lords. We thought we'd bring it here and watch him squirm some.
Very well, yes. I'll be back in a few.
Before she leaves, Coral will just bend down and whisper, "Don't tell anyone, Auntie, but you're my favorite."
Don't tell anyone, but I know, and you're mine. She pats you on the back and shuffles off. Comes back with a piece of paper, rickety arms kind of shaking as she hands it to William.
Thank you. And I'll go ahead and call the number.
You call, it rings, and then you get the immediate, like, go to voice message mail, as it was very clear, I don't recognize this number. Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Oliver Strudz. I'm not available at the moment. If you could please leave a message after the tone, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I'll go ahead and hang up and then send a text message to say, hello, this is Oliver's cousin. We would like to talk with them about some family business. If you could pass along this to them, that would be greatly appreciated, and let them know it is very important.
You get a text back after a few minutes going, this is Oliver. You didn't say your name, so I know you're not my fucking cousin. I have his number. Leave me the fuck alone. In big caps.
Just text back family business and families in quotes. I do like the idea of all of us gathered around the phone looking.
It's sweet.
Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and say, this is Kyle, and we would like to discuss some quote unquote family business.
Just
you need to say, hey, look, we know you're not at work till midnight. This is Kyle. We need to discuss some business now.
Okay.
You send that and you see like little dots lifting for a couple seconds. And then you see on my way by the fountain. Shadow Dagger approaches in pretty nondescript clothes. He approaches as you see him looking you all over. If this is about the Concordant.
That could have waited. That's months away.
And what's this about?
This is about Storm Chaser. Are you familiar with that name?
It doesn't ring a bell, no.
He is a Shadow Lord Elder.
Unlikely. Are they playing you? I know every Shadow Lord Elder in the country and half of them in Europe. And I would have been told. Why? What's going on?
Well, he seems to be under the direct control, or somewhat indirect control, of a Namer. And between them is Carson Faces the Storm.
The Garu who died at Winterfang?
Yes, and then died again later.
The worm creature, correct?
As people say, either way, there is an elder who... I'm sorry, I missed some important information. Storm Chaser was a Kleoth who died a few decades ago.
And you're certain that someone simply didn't take the name by happenstance?
It doesn't seem likely, but Zeb.
He spoke to a former packmate of his that was there during the ranked challenge and was killed by a vampire. That guru, now much older, in the memory of Storm Chaser, had brokered an alliance in Vancouver with the vampires to maintain peace. This Storm Chaser Shadow Lord Elder has done the same thing in Colorado Springs, and has maintained and negotiated the truce with the vampires for all this time, to maintain the stability between the sept there and the vampire leech population.
Interesting. That does sound concerning. So, you're wanting me to speak to other Shadow Lords of renown, I take it. And just in time for when a legend has come in for your trial?
It's worth noting that the information that we gathered in Vancouver was when we were on the run. There were not many opportunities previous to discuss this, and this information, that it is tied to a Namer and Carson Faces the Storm, is information we learned today.
Interesting. So, if I'm gathering this correctly, Agaru formed a similar pact with leeches, as was seen in Vancouver. They have a similar name to Agaru who fell. That alone is not necessarily suspicious, but can be concerning. Perhaps someone trying to hide their identity, and then you used a gift. Today, while your trial is coming closer and closer to resolve it. Now, I could possibly move it on. It's worth looking into, for certain. But, as he looks over at William, and looks him up and down, I could use a little help if you want me to speak to a Garu of more renown than myself. I am mostly freshly an elder of only a couple of years. The Margrave is a legend, but to get the Margrave on this side and maybe even show that you are earnest in fighting the worm, well, I could use a weapon of legend to help me out. I understand that the trade isn't quite free, so I can offer two other things before you make your final decision. A guarantee of my vote to keep the child alive, though I have some caveats in mind. And something that's a bit more your friend's speed as he pulls out, like, a little tablet crafted by Glasswalker friends. It's actually the newest model.
William will think for a moment. I think that's a fair trade. I do want to know what your caveats to keeping the child alive, though.
Oh, simple. They aren't under the exclusive guidance of the Silver Fangs, obviously. I also think that they should be watched by at least three members of different tribes. If two come to the conclusion that the child is in fact worm-tainted, then they can put it down. If there's any question, then so be it. And of course, we would make sure that we choose a tribe we'd choose a Garu who's fairly neutral to the idea of the child, one that it was in favor during the Concordant, and one who was against, to make sure that we keep everyone honest.
And that's it?
That's the largest one. As I said, I don't want this child to become a Silver Fang, and I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent that from happening. And if I have to make sure that my tribe is not there to help usher it in either, so be it.
The world is ending, Shadow Dagger. The end is here.
Yes.
You're worried he'll choose Silver Fang?
I am worried that he is going to choose a tribe that comes with madness. If this child happens to be the actual savior of our world, of the nation, then I am going to make sure that they pick any other tribe where that is not a risk. If they become a Shadow Lord, fine. Then my tribe ascends as needed and we can come out of the shadow, proverbial shadows, and actually rule the nation. That is a fine win. But if they become a child of Gaia to emulate you who saved them, I will not complain, because the children of Gaia, for all their faults, do not fall into madness or strange whims like the Silver Fangs have in recent decades. And I refuse to risk that. Tainted by the worm or tainted by madness, I do not wish to flip that coin, because the world is ending.
That is reasonable.
I think the child should choose either way, no matter what they choose.
Certainly, but I do not want to give them a leg up by making the child fall in love with a mentor who's a Silver Fang. They can be charming even in their madness.
Then on the flip side, then, you should give up the fact that the Shadow Lord shouldn't mentor the child either.
I was fine with that, as I had already said.
Then I think this is a fair trade.
As he holds out the QDA and extends his hand for the Ice Clave,
I'll extend the Ice Clave and trade it over.
He clasps his hands on it, but does not let go of the Puda until your hands are firmly against it, and you let go at the same time. He takes the blade and nods. Now I'll go seek the Margrave in a few days. I have to prepare and make sure I know where they are.
Yes, on that, we have told the Silver Fangs as well, because this is their business, particularly the Carson faces the Storm piece.
I wish you had opened with that. Very well. Understood. Is our business here concluded?
Yes, I believe it is, and I'm sorry to have brought you in early, but it did seem important enough.
That's fine. I'll do my SEP duties, so to speak. Have to be in front of folks anyway. Poor Agatha. She's getting so old. I'm not sure if she'll see the end. At least, the end for all of us.
I certainly hope she does. She's earned it.
And she has. But given the state of the world, when has anyone been given what they've earned? And he departs.
Now it's really just on us to wait, huh?
Oh, I think we can still be proactive. This is just a big part, a big piece. Were there any Fenrir that you knew you might want to talk to? I mean, the same for the rest of you from your tribes. People that you think might be hardliners against.
There are more than I'd like of the get to that are against. Tatiana comes to mind. She's all right with the idea of killing the child. With killing Little Meatball. Though I think her honor keeps her from wanting to fully be on the side of killing him outright. So she might be someone we can talk to, not necessarily to pull her all the way to let's not kill the child at all, but to push her over into the wait till he's older camp, rather than going back and forth between the two.
You can suggest the same thing that the Shadow Lords just put out, and that was those for and against the child are the ones that observe it. And the minute they realize the child is worm painted.
Yes. The idea concerns me, because if they do choose some less honorable Garu, then what's to say that they had a feeling and not actual proof, and they just killed him?
I mean, if the idea is that they're supposed to hold it at the Sept of the Green, and for the sake of unity, they have to have an agreement, and somebody violates the agreement in the after fact because they picked some shitbird. I mean, we can't plan for everything. But at least if it moderates her, and the voices are moderated to the point of let him grow and not kill him outright, yeah, that might happen.
But it's worth it. The delay.
I think so.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think maybe you deserve to be able to explain to her what you went through and what happened to one of the warriors of your tribe. I think that would have deep meaning for Guts of the Week and for you.
But now that you have a new destination, possibly a new star to go after, we'll have to find out how that all shakes out next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you then.